Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Stone Ape Problems. This is your host, Louis Varela. Hope everyone's having a great day today. Had a great weekend. It was wonderfully sunny and burning over here in Miami. I got myself quite a bit of a sunburn going on right now, but totally worth it. Got a good run in. So on today's episode, I wanted to go ahead and discuss something that was brought to my attention, having a discussion with a friend of mine last night. And I wanted to go ahead and discuss it because on these past few episodes, I've been highlighting, a lot of the obstacles obstacles that we tend to be facing, or we're forced to be facing on a daily basis, day in and day out, whether it be, the deification of ignorance, the constant bombardment of materialistic aspirations and expectation that is placed upon us on a daily basis. We have social media, now we can't help but compare ourselves to what other people are doing, what other people our age are doing, and some might honestly be more materialistically successful than us. So there's a lot of things that can definitely bring us down, and having this conversation with my friend definitely made me realize that, I've been highlighting a lot of the obstacles, but one thing that I wanted to go ahead and really drive the point home, especially, which is basically the point of this podcast, and I said in the first episode, was that we have all these obstacles, but it really is up to us to figure out how we're going to do it, how we're going to go ahead and either, fall under the pressure or make that suffering and that doubt that creeps into our heads to something, like help us become something more. Because I don't feel like, and I'm going to go ahead and elaborate on that, because I know it's not easy. And unfortunately, social media kind of does, like there are some channels that highlight it, but like to me, a lot of these podcasts and a lot of, like, I'm not bashing anyone. Like I understand, that there are a lot of channels that's about bettering men and stuff like that. But I feel like it's always some sort of social dynamic or some sort of antagonism involved with women. And I'm not really about that. I don't give a fuck. Like, I do understand that there has to be women involved because, we're here to procreate and all that. But I'm here to focus more on the individual without the need to antagonize another sex or gender or whatever, or another group of people. So I'm going to be talking mainly to guys, because I'm a guy and that's the only place that I have any sort of validation to discuss upon. Like the only demographic basically is straight men, or men in general, but mainly straight men. I feel like there's a lot of stuff that we keep having to deal with on a daily basis that, that is making this era, that is making this time, making this age or whatever, a very difficult, it makes it very difficult to navigate. Like as I stated earlier, we have social media, we have, money, where, our parents are telling us, or society is telling us that if you're not making money, then you're a bum, you're a waste of life, you're a piece of shit, that you're never going to do anything if you're not making serious money. And it's all about making money as quick as you possibly can. And then you got, then it highlights women and, you're stuck scrolling through Instagram on Instagram models, and it makes you wonder, like, oh man, I wish I could have this girl. So, it brings you down in a way because you're not with that bad bitch. You might be single, you might be jerking off, and that's another problem. Porn. I have not gone to porn yet, but I might as well bring it up now. Porn is definitely detrimental. It's a huge it's catastrophic to men. Because us dudes, we have all this energy. Like, I know I'm about to elaborate on NoFap, but I've been on NoFap for a month now, and no fucking either. And I'm telling you right now that it really is a difference, you know, like, and porn is terrible because it tricks your brain into thinking having sex, right? And so that's another huge problem, because when you jerk off a lot, your chemicals are all fucked up, your confidence is completely shattered, you don't have no balls to go up to women or anything like that, or to get anything done. You don't believe in yourself. And that's another huge problem that us guys are facing. It's just the bombardment of porn, you know, how easily accessible it is. Ignorance, you know, that we're being told now that, you know, not to better yourself as an individual, not to read a book or watch some podcast that helps you out, or listen to lectures. No, be stupid. You know, get your money anyway, be ignorant, go out to the beach like the rest of these fucking hooligan pussy ass motherfuckers that be coming over here to fucking Miami and fucking everything up, because they don't have the fucking balls to do that shit in their own house. So they decided to shit on ours just so they could pop up on Wallstar or Instagram Reels or Only a Date and all this shit just for the clout, for the desperate clout. So there's a lot of variables. And there's a lot of noise that we have to deal with, you know what I'm saying? And masculinity is being demonized. It's being, you know, eradicated basically by society nowadays. You know, to be masculine is to be toxic, to be misogynistic. You know, you're looked down. You know, it's frowned upon to puff your fucking chest out, to show your individuality, to show that you are a fucking man. You know, I'm a pretty cocky dude. I have no, and I'm not apologetic about it at all. You know, and I've told my friends, and that's what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, find that self-confidence. Don't not have it be delusional or anything, or, you know, some sort of facade, you know, but that's why I really try to preach that, like, to find something that you really do love and makes you happy and be good at it, you know, be great at it, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, I love doing these podcasts. I love the messages that I get from you guys, you know, the positivity and how I've helped you guys. Like, it makes me want to keep doing it more. And I really do appreciate it. And I really do think that there is no greater satisfaction or no, yeah, there's no greater satisfaction in the world to know that what you're doing is bettering others. You know what I'm saying? That's something I've always wanted to do. Because I've been in the rut, and I was for the majority of my life plagued and battered down by pressures of what I elaborated, or, you know, porn. I used to jerk off like a motherfucker, like crazy. I used to jerk off, man. You know how many times I missed out on pussy because I had ED? Like, it's not like I have no, like, bro, like it's bad. Like, it was embarrassment. Like, I couldn't even get my dick up because I jerked off too goddamn much. You know. I was drinking and doing coke and doing pills and everything because I was just so desperately wanting to belong, because I didn't have any self-confidence in myself. And you know what I'm saying? And like, it's just social media, bro. Like, it's so easy for us to just look at others and be like, oh man, I can't, why am I not like him? He's so fucking lucky. And you know, it can make you very depressed and very spiteful. And that's just a sort of negative energy that you don't want to be living with, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just not going to take you anywhere. So I've been there, and I've experienced it, and I've dealt with it, and you know, and I still deal with it sometimes, you know. But but what I'm trying to elaborate on with here is that it's okay that you're not at your peak right now, you know. And that's something that I realized when I was talking to my friend, because that's something that I used to bash on me. Like I used to bash myself upon it. Like, yeah, I'm dealing with all these pressures, and I'm really trying to better myself, you know. And I'm sure a lot of us can attest to what I'm about to say, is that you have this thought in your head that you want to better yourself, that you don't want to let all these noises destroy you and dumb you down. And you know, you really have that motivation to keep going and keep going and do it and do it, but then you somehow fuck up every single time, right? That, you know, you tell yourself, I'm not gonna go out this weekend. Like, that used to be me. Like, oh, like I used to tell myself every motherfucking weekend. You know, I used to be broke as broke every fucking week, broke. Because I got my check Friday. By Saturday night, I was broke. And well, that was a lot of, you know, psychological issues and stuff, you know, but I've been working on it. Like, recently, I have no need to go out. But I digress. I'm gonna go on. And so, but I was motivated in a way. Like I was telling myself, like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. This weekend you're not gonna go out. This weekend you're not gonna go out. This weekend you're not gonna go out. But I kept continuing the cycle, again and again and again and again. And I had the same conversation with myself as I'm sure a lot of us had, that you're a fucking idiot. Like after you do your dumb shit, oh, you fucking moron. I told you were gonna do this was gonna happen. What the fuck did I tell you? Like now I'm talking to myself, obviously, but look, I'm like, you fucking idiot. I fucking told you. What do you expect? Now you broke. Now you're gonna have to, like, and I had the same conversation with myself over and over again, and and then I learned later on, like I've learned a lot of this recently, is that that if you would say that to one of your friends, or one of your friends would talk to you that way, you would probably tell them to fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Like you would be like, "Yo, chill, get the fuck out of my face," and it'll make you want to do it more. And one thing I learned is that you have to really be your own best friend, and not to bash yourself like that. You know what I'm saying? Like we do make mistakes, we learn, but you're not gonna learn by bashing yourself in the head with it, like calling yourself a moron. I used to call myself a moron, I used to call myself a piece of shit and all this other stuff. So naturally, obviously, I'm just gonna go ahead and continue on with the same bullshit self-destructive behavior because that's all I'm good for. That's all I would tell myself I'm good for. Like I'm sure a lot of us deal with that. That we're not good enough, that we don't, we're not living to the aspirations of our parents. We're not living to the aspirations of society. So we're just floating around doing dumb shit, going out and drinking and getting fucked up and wasting our time and energy on women. And I used to hate myself also because of the, because ideally I should be better. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm sure it happens to a lot of us that, like, you are dissatisfied. Like, it's okay to be dissatisfied of where you are because there's always room for improvement. But not to the point where you feel like you're a piece of shit or you're worthless because you're not where you're supposed to be. Because to be quite honest with you, like, I went through a lot, and I used to hate myself because, with my intelligence and my talent, I do, I have. I shouldn't be here. Shouldn't be working at a fucking warehouse or, just starting to get up on my feet at 26 years old. But, and I used to hate myself for it. I used to hate myself, like, yo, damn, bro, like, you should be doing this by now. You should have already been doing this, and that, but why the fuck? You're always fucking up. So that sort of conversation was always in the the forefront of my mind. And I'm pretty sure. And I'm positive. Oh my God, my cat is bitching outside. But I'm definitely sure that it had a huge part to play in my constant cycle of implosion, self-implosion. And I realized shortly that, it's okay that you're not where you're supposed to be or where you should be. Woulda, coulda, shoulda doesn't fucking exist. Ideally, in an ideal world, no one would be suffering and all this other shit. But guess what? Suffering is a part of life. Suffering, disappointments, betrayals, all of those negative, experiences that can are going to transpire in your life, whether you like it or not. And I've learned. And I hope this could be used as an example. I really did learn that, yes, I could be better. And yes, at this age, I could have been doing this or I could have been doing that, but not hate myself anymore for it. You know what I'm saying? I've actually started to learn to appreciate the experiences that I went through. I really did learn the hard way that friends don't mean anything, And even family, to be quite honest with you. Like I've never been one like, oh, family's tighter than everything. I have family that don't give two shits about me and that didn't give two shits about me. And I had to go through a lot of that struggle of the growth and putting myself out of a rut basically on my own. I had to dig myself out of that hole on my own. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't have no one that I can really go to and I should have sought a psychiatrist, but I was too egotistical to do it. So I did definitely went through it the hard way. And but I've learned as, I've gotten older and, just wiser and been able, and more introspective, that it's okay that you fuck up. And it's okay that you are not where you should be, or your parents think you should be, or society thinks you should be. Like, it's okay. Pick yourself up, pat yourself on the back that now you're still alive, and that you still have an opportunity to do better, not to be better, and in the version of your own mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was telling, like, my friend, that that the fact that there is no concrete blueprint or path to perfection is what makes this world so amazing, because perfection is abstract, right? And the fact that we can never attain it, and the fact that there is no such thing as actual perfection, is what allow all these different pathways to get there. Whether it be podcasting like I'm doing, or whether it be computers, and whether you want to own a business doing this or that. Like, there's so many ways to really use your potential to the maximum, or to its optimal and maximum potential and state. You know what I'm saying, right? But as I was just stating earlier, that it's okay, and I've learned to tell myself it's okay, dude. Like, you went through this for a reason, Like, I don't believe in fate or anything, but the way I've started to interpret it is that if it wasn't for me going through all those terrible experiences and those self implosions day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out, I wouldn't be the compassionate person I am today. I definitely would not have realized how great it is to help others. I definitely would not have realized, the need for positivity, and wanting to help other individuals. So, I'm grateful for those experiences. I am still alive, and I still got time, and I don't have any severe scars or anything. I'm growing, and I'm continuing to grow, and that's what I'm trying to go ahead and elaborate with you guys, because I know I've been highlighting a lot of negative stuff in, in our society with cancel culture as well, and materialism. But the reason I'm saying these things is that these are obstacles that you're gonna have to face whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? And I want to highlight them so you can be aware of them if you weren't aware of them before. But I was telling my friend, like, you have two ways to go about this. It's either you accept it, accept the suffering, accept the betrayals, the disappointments, the defeats, because you are going to lose a lot more than you're going to win in this world. But you got to either pick yourself up, or just, get on a fetal position and just take the beating until you die. Like, you got two options. And I know I quote Nietzsche a lot, but Nietzsche has definitely opened my eyes. And even if it wasn't for reading Nietzsche, damn. But he really did say that. Embrace the suffering, embrace it, and realize that suffering is just a part of life, and it's what separates the men from the boys, in a way. It separates the greats from the mediocre. It's how you interpret and how you adapt to the suffering, and how you adapt to all these noises, and I just, and just to focus on you, and to focus growing on yourself, and to focus loving yourself, to really love you. Because if you don't have your own back, or if you're not able to calm yourself down, if you're not able to look at yourself like, hey man, it's okay, like, learn, grow, be your best friend, be your own best friend. Because who's gonna have your back more than you? Who's really gonna look out for you more than you? And to be able to tend your own home is definitely an advantage. It does take a lot of growth. It does take big cojones to do that, to get to that level, because, like I said, like, it's very easy to bash yourself in the head. But it's another step in terms of personal growth, is not to just run away from those problems, just to bash yourself. No, but to look at your deficiencies in the face and try to figure out how to solve them, and try to figure out, okay, this is what's wrong with me. I need to do this in order to get over that, and I need to do this in order to get over this deficiency, and so on and so forth. It does take a lot of growth, it does take a lot of self-interest, self-reflection, introspectiveness. It takes levels, and I've cried myself to sleep trying to figure myself out. And I've cried my like days for days trying to figure out why am I doing this and why am I doing that? Why am I spending my money all the fucking goddamn time? It's because of acceptance. I needed to be accepted. I didn't get a lot of acceptance. I was just a loner, so I needed to be belonging. I didn't give a fuck about the ramifications or what I needed to do in order to believe that I belong somewhere. So, and I like as I just keep going back to it, like we as guys go through a lot right now, and we're bashed for being men. It's a crime being a straight guy nowadays. It's being masculine is bad, and we go through a lot, and I've gone through a lot, and just to be able to reflect and realize that, yes, you may not be where you should be, but you definitely still have the chance to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like not to see it as a negative thing or oh that there's no hope now. I'm like, no, you're awake, you're alive. Use the time that you've been given by this universe to, make that one step to get better. Don't trick off. Don't get on Instagram so much. You know what I'm saying? Don't get all these distractions. We're so social media definitely takes advantage of our pathological. When I that's not even pathological. It's like an instinctive. It's an instinct. It's our instincts to belong in a social group. We're just sociological creatures, and there's no escaping from that. That's a fundamental truth of the human consciousness. But to get away from that, and to really focus on you, not to compare yourself to others, because you're just not gonna win. That's not the road. But really focus on you, and be happy on where you are now. And that's helped me out a lot. Like, yeah, I'm not where I should be, but I'm definitely better now than where I was 6 months ago, than where I was a year ago. And to be able to really just start appreciating the journey. And I know this is so cheesy, but really do appreciate the journey more than the end itself, because the end is never going to be there. And there's always room for improvement. There's always room for growth. But I really started to appreciate the journey, even its pitfalls, even the times that I've deviated terribly from the path that I'm supposed to be on. But appreciate that shit, learn from it, appreciate the scars you have. And appreciate the fact that you're still here, you still have that drive, you still got it, you just got to put in that work, you just got to go get it, nothing's going to be handed to you, even with all this suffering and all these distractions that we face, there's going to be no handouts, don't be like these pussies that are blaming all their problems on the terrible male patriarchy or the government or the Illuminati or whatever. At the end of the day, own you, own yourself, own it, own your actions, be more conscientious. And if you're going through that shit right now, like I did, like you're going through it, you have no self-confidence in yourself, man. I'm gonna tell you right now, hit the fucking gym. And like, if you're not in the gym now, if you're going out to drink instead of hitting the gym, you're making a serious mistake. I know I sound like a meathead, and I know that's completely going away from what I was just elaborating on further, but one thing that definitely helped me out to get out of my rut is hitting the motherfucking gym, okay? And the gym not only gives you motherfucking gains, but it teaches you discipline, it teaches you motivation, and it definitely, more importantly, teaches you patience. That the fruits of your labor are not going to be sown in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, or even 2 years, or anything like that. You gotta have faith. You gotta have that discipline, but you gotta really do have that patience. And just know that the work you're putting in now, you may not see that work. You may not see the, like I said, the fruits of that labor tomorrow, but you're definitely gonna see them sooner or later. Those small incremental steps just snowball into something magnificent, and I'm definitely feeling that now recently. The steps I've been taking for these past 2 years, 2, 3 years, they're finally really starting to kick in, man, and it's a great time for me right now. And It's definitely made me want to just bring that to you guys that, just have faith in the work that you're putting in for you and do it for you. And don't do it for anybody else. And fuck Instagram. Fuck what other people say. Fuck, if you know what you just shit, puff your fucking chest out. Be confident, be cocky, and use all that shit, whatever it is, to get yourself out of this rut. Because I know we face a lot, man, especially us young 20-something-year-olds. And, we, like I said, we got porn, we got women, we got so many distractions that make us feel inferior or make us feel like we're never gonna get a girl, we're never gonna get laid, and we're never gonna make money, we're always gonna be alone. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's okay, man. Like, give yourself a hand on the back and tell yourself, yo, it's okay. I got this. Just put in that work. And, saying all that, if anybody ever needs anyone to talk to, I'm definitely here for you. I've gone through it. I'll have an episode where I elaborate on some of my, on some of my, on some of the highlights of my fuckery, at some other point in time. That's just gonna be a very tough one for me because, it's very personal and stuff. But I'm here for you, and I'm very, very honored and very privileged that some of you have already talked to me about your, talked to me about this sort of stuff, and told me that, even the fact that I'm still at the very roots, I'm still planting the roots of this podcast, that I've already had some sort of significant and positive impact in your life. That some people told me they've listened to my podcast while they're working out because it's motivation. And let me tell you, that's the greatest fucking feeling in the world. And I appreciate you guys very much for listening to me. And I know I can go off a little crazy sometimes, but I'm crying right now saying this stuff. But if you're in that rut, just know you're important, and know that at least I'm thinking about you, and I care about you, and you are making a positive impact on my life. Because, like I said, if it wasn't for these messages, if it wasn't for the positive energy, man, like, I don't know where I would be. But I really do appreciate that, and I really do hope that these episodes continue to be some sort of inspiration, to be some sort of I guess I hope to be hopes to be a catalyst for you to prove your life and to realize you are a god, man. Like, get your head out of get your brain out of the fog. Stop listening to the Bible. Stop listening to Christianity. Stop listening to the government. Stop listening to your parents. Stop listening to all this bullshit, man. You don't need something else to get yourself out of this rut. You need you. It's all you need. All you need to get yourself out is you. Some people might not want to take on that responsibility, but it's definitely freeing when you know that you're the one that put in that motherfucking work. No one gave you no goddamn handouts, no excuses. We deal with a lot of shit, so be it. Fuck it. I embrace the suffering. I embrace it. I make it my own, and I learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, unlock the key out of the vault in your mind to realize you are a god. You set your mind something. To set your mind to something, you're gonna achieve it. Just gotta put in the work. Nothing is given, everything is just taken. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that. I appreciate you guys very much again to listening to me. I know these past two episodes have gone a little longer, but I felt like I've needed to go ahead and do that in order to elaborate a little bit more concisely and be more thorough with the message that I'm trying to go ahead and elaborate on these episodes. So thank you very much again. I love every single one of you guys. I appreciate you guys very much. And like I said, I'm always here. My Instagram is flacco underscore Louis V, FLACKO underscore LOUIIV. Love you guys, man. Till next time. Peace.